We all have our good days and not such good days. We all have our highs and lows. On a personal level, as well as the nation. But moods, emotions, they tend to change gradually. We can't just feel down, sad, and all of a sudden, we change a 180 to simcha and rejoicing. It just isn't consistent with the human condition. But then again, that is precisely what occurs in the Jewish calendar. Just a few days ago was Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, the saddest, most somber day on the calendar. And it stands to reason. After all, our Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And we are currently in Golos, sitting here in exile. But now, just a week later, we celebrate Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, named after our Haftorah, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Hashem, comfort, console my people, the B'nai Yisrael. Certainly one must wonder, where is this comfort? We're still in Golos. We still lack the Beis HaMikdash, just like a few days before. And yet, we see this complete change of attitude. As soon as Tisha B'Av is over, that very next day, at Chatzos, in the middle of the afternoon, we can have barbecues. We can go about our business as though nothing ever happened. We have a suda, a break the fast, at the moment that the Beis HaMikdash is on fire, burning up. Makes absolutely no sense if one thinks about it and thinks critically about what's going on. I believe what's even more difficult are the words of the Mishnah in Masechet Tainis on Chaf Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Lo hayu yomim tovim l'Yisrael, there is no happier day on the Jewish calendar, k'chamish asr ba'av u'k'yom ha-kippurim, like the 15th day of the month of Av, in Yom Kippur. Well, Yom Kippur, maybe we could say it makes sense. It's a day of slicha, mechila, and kapara, atonement for the sin of the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf. But what's this other day? Today, the 15th of Av. What exactly is going on? It wasn't a few months later between the saddest and the happiest day. It's 6 days apart. How is it possible that the saddest day on our calendar and the happiest day can be so close, only 6 days away from one another? To answer this, I believe it's necessary to analyze the words that we say in a Beit Avil. A person whose family member tragically dies, we go to their home, and sometimes we don't know the right things to say. We don't know the right words of comfort. Sometimes, although we have the best of intentions, we may say things which are more hurtful than helpful. And perhaps this is the reason why Chazal instituted a specific saying that every one of us should say to the person who is sitting Shiva. Hamakom yenachem eschem b'sor shor avel etzion v'yerushalayim. May God, may the Omnipresent console you among the other mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. What exactly does that mean? You know, it's bad enough that this person is suffering a personal loss. Now we have to remind them that he is also mourning the loss, the tremendous devastation of the destruction of Jerusalem, of the Beis HaMikdash. How is that words of nechama? How is that words of comfort? And perhaps this individual may hear these words and be drawn to the conclusion that we're being insensitive. We're saying, how could you really care about this loss? I understand a family member died, but how could you be saddened only about this? Look at the terrible loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Are we marginalizing this person's loss? Is that comfort? Is that nechama? But it's fascinating, that's what we find by one of the greatest sages. Rabbi Yochanan tells us that he used to walk around with a bone, or some explain with a tooth, and he used to go and tell the person who was sitting Shiva that this bone belongs to my 10th son that died. Again, what exactly is he telling? Is Rabbi Yochanan saying, hey, you think it's so bad that you had someone that died? I had 10 children I had to bury. How is that nechama? How is that comforting? And perhaps he's saying, mourn with me too. So how does that make him feel better? Now that I realize that you also suffered. So that's painful. It's not just that you're connecting with me, but you feel perhaps the pain of Rabbi Yochanan. And that doesn't make you feel any better for your own personal loss. What exactly is going on? Where is this nechama? Where is this comfort? To answer this, we must understand the nature of Tu B'Av, the 15th day of the month of Av. Rav Yochanan says in the Gemara, Yom Shekol Bo Maseh Midbar, that the original Tisha B'Av was not due to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It was due to the Lashon Hara, to the spread of these terrible words that were said by the Meraglim, by the spies. And because of the way they spoke about the land of Canaan, about Israel, their punishment would be that all of the people in that generation, every Tisha B'Av, for every year, for 40 years, they would have to lie down in their own pit that they would have to dig and sleep in it. And of course, some people would not get up, they would die. And whoever would be able to get up would be able to live another day. And this happened every single year, every Tisha B'Av, and many people died. One year, they did this, and not a single person died. They thought that they made a mistake in the calculation of the day, and therefore they tried again on day 10, and no one died. They slept again in this grave on the 11th, and the 12th, the 13th, until finally they got to the 15th day, and they looked up into the sky, and they saw a full moon. When they saw the full moon, they knew 100% that the Magefa, the plague which was occurring in the wilderness, had ceased. It was all over. Therefore, the concept of the 15th of Av, which we are in right now, is celebrating that our ancestors stopped dying. And for the fact that our ancestors stopped dying, this is certainly the reason to celebrate. We are currently in Golos. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. It's true. It's devastating. But so much more important, so much greater, is the value of every single Jew. Even without the Beis HaMikdash, in times when we can live in peace, we then still have so much to be able to celebrate, that we'll be able to realize that we are alive. The Medrash, in fact, tells us that on Tisha B'Av, at the day in which the Beis HaMikdash potentially would be destroyed, and it was, God was thinking about doing something so much worse. Killing ourselves. Destroying all of Klal Yisrael. Our lives were literally hanging in the balance. We had no idea whether or not we would actually survive. Says the Medrash that the true nechama, The greatest form of comfort occurred when the Beis HaMikdash actually began to burn. Hashem took His anger, His wrath, which He could have placed upon the Jewish people to destroy us so that we would not exist. And instead, He destroyed a building, a holy building. One of the greatest structures that ever existed on this world, on this planet. But it's still an inanimate object. It's a building which cannot be in any way compared to the precious life of a single Jew. This is the reason when we recite in our kinos, L'cha Hashem HaSadaka, that we acknowledge the charity, the great thing that God did, and it says, B'shnei churvanos shecharvu, that God destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, the first and the second one. So how is that L'cha Hashem HaSadaka? Why is that good? Because of the last two words, V'anachnu kayomim, because we're still alive. And so much more important is that. And therefore, on this Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu, it's not that we're just completely acting in a different way, but we are celebrating life. We're celebrating that we are able to somehow move on despite the tragedies that have befallen the Klal Yisrael so many generations over and over again. Nachamu, Nachamu. This is the ultimate comfort on a communal level. I believe this is also what we're telling the person who is sitting Shiva. When we tell that person, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem B'toch Shar Avel Yitzchak V'Yerushalayim, I do not know how to comfort you because I do not understand the devastation of your own personal loss. But look at those who are mourning the destruction of Jerusalem, of Zion, and derive comfort realizing that there is something positive that occurred, that they still have their own lives, that they have the ability to move on with their lives. And therefore, Hamaki Minachem, may God be able to also find that within yourself, that you should be able to be comforted, that you should be able to move on, and not, God forbid, to minimize or to marginalize. But just like Rabbi Yochanan said, I lost 10 of my sons, but somehow, I don't know how, but God gave me the strength to be able to continue in my life and to continue in my faith. And therefore I ask you to try to find that level of faith, to be able to move on, as difficult as it may be. Tisha B'Av is actually a day of celebration, because it's a day in which we celebrate our lives. And as tragic as a house burning down, as a Beis HaMikdash burning down, so much more important is the value of human life. And I believe this is the message of Sinas Chinam, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because we did not appreciate human life. We did not appreciate the people around us. It's our obligation to look within ourselves and at the people around us to be able to find the goodness in them and to be able to realize the value of every single human, every single Jew throughout the world. Inshallah.